This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, a man is recovering after being stabbed during a robbery in the Loop last night. WBBM's Nancy Hardy with the story.
Chicago police say a 46-year-old man was arguing with a couple near Washington and Dearborn near Daly Plaza when a woman or young woman pulled out a knife and stabbed him in the back. It was around 9:30 last night, and police say the victim dropped his belongings. A man or young man then picked up the items, and the pair ran off. Paramedics treated the victim and took him to the hospital in fair condition. No one is in custody. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
An attempted break-in was discovered this morning at a Chicago nightclub that was the scene of a shooting earlier this week. Police were sent to the Deja Vu Showgirls Club on the 700 block of South Clinton. Reports indicate police found glass on the front door damaged and property inside also damaged. Four people were hurt in a shooting at the club early Monday. The city moved to close the club after the shooting. A 21-year-old man is hospitalized after being shot on the northwest side last night. Police reports indicate the man was involved in a verbal dispute with two people in the backyard of a home near Cicero and Cornelia in the Portage Park neighborhood. One of the other men fired several shots at him and then ran from the scene. The victim is reportedly in good condition. The Democratic National Convention kicks off Monday here in Chicago. It's also the day possibly tens of thousands of protesters plan to take to the streets around the United Center. They've been allowed by the city to demonstrate within sight and sound of the West Side venue, but the city says they can't use stages or microphones and are denying them other amenities. Cheryl Miller is with the group Southside Together, organizing for power.
We must hear the voices of everybody. There must be amenities for people. There must be shading. There must be porta potties. There must be all of the things that will make this successful and show the world what Chicago can do.
The city says restrictions are needed because multiple organizations want to rally or protest during the DNC. The groups are challenging that. We're expecting another ruling on it from a judge later today. Stay tuned to WBBM for all the latest developments concerning the Democratic National Convention. You can also follow our socials and check the Election Central tab at WBBMNewsRadio.com. Elgin officials say illegal dumping may have caused two fuel slicks on the Fox River.
The two incidents of petroleum-based fuel leaking into the Fox River are under investigation, with Elgin Fire Chief Rob Sagan telling city council members at their meeting local agencies are working with the EPA to determine the source. He says the waste does not pose a threat to wildlife or the city's drinking water.
From our conversations and our working closely with the EPA, is there is not a significant environmental hazard here. We're not worried about the ducks and the fish and all that. There's been nothing in this mix. So everything is good that way.
He warns officials the fuel-like substance will be difficult to permanently flush out of the river. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A former veteran Chicago alderman is going back to jail.
This week, 59-year-old Ricardo Munoz was sentenced to 7 months in prison for a DUI crash in May. He retired from the city council in 2019. Then court records show Munoz was sentenced to 13 months in prison in 2022 for stealing from a political action committee on which he served. Court records show Munoz was released from prison last year on supervised release that included the condition he abstained from alcohol. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Another Chicago suburb is contracting with a private firm for its crossing guards. Officials in Hoffman Estates say it's because of the difficulty in finding and retaining school crossing guards. Hoffman Estates is joining Barrington, Hanover Park, and Schaumburg in contracting with Aurora-based Andy Frayne for the work. Hoffman Estates Police Chief Kasia Colley says the department had to scramble last year and spent hundreds of hours to cover more than 350 open crossings with police personnel. Brookfield Zoo celebrating the birth of an endangered animal.
A white-bellied pangolin was born at Brookfield Zoo late last month. Nicknamed the scaly anteater, you'd recognize pangolins by their trademark artichoke-shaped scales. Mark Warner, Associate Vice President of Animal Care and Conservation at Brookfield Zoo, says pangolins are the most highly trafficked mammal in the world.
They believe that the scales hold medicinal value. The problem with that is the scales are made out of the same thing that your fingernails or toenails are made out of, keratin, and there is essentially no medicinal value that we are aware of. So, unfortunately, they are being killed for basically no reason at all.
There are 8 species, ranging from vulnerable to critically endangered. There are now 13 pangolins at Brookfield Zoo. Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Now sports sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Here's Judson Richards.
Cisco, good morning. News out of the Bears-Bengals joint practice yesterday was that Caleb Williams and the Ones will battle Cincinnati one more time this preseason. Head coach Matt Eberflus.
I'm just going to say this. We feel really good about our plan and the process that we've been through so far in training camp. And you will see the starters in that game.
So what does that mean? Well, your first chance to see Williams at Soldier Field is happening tomorrow. Here's what Eberflus is looking for from QB1.
Just much of the same. Really, like I said, he's going against a different structure here. So I think that much of the same and improving and doing the basics of quarterbacking. And I think that he did that last week at a solid rate. You know, there was a couple things with the footwork under center and those types of things where he's got to improve. And he's worked on those this week. But really much of the same and just a leveling up. You know, as we go through these weeks,
Eberflus was noncommittal about how much the starters will play. Now, if you're going to the game, a reminder to leave early with the Democratic National Convention also happening this weekend. It is going to be crowded downtown. That is a noon kickoff you're looking at tomorrow. A little more than 2 months away. So here it is. The Bulls open their season in New Orleans against the Pelicans October 23rd. Bulls opener at the United Center. It will bring back an old friend in Alex Caruso and the Oklahoma City Thunder. That will be on October 26th. Last night, Wintrust Arena. Phoenix Mercury made quick work of the Sky. Kalia Copper at 29 points. Brittany Griner poured in 23. The Sky fall 85-65. Kyle Hendricks and the Cubs. They will host the Blue Jays at 1:20 this afternoon at Wrigley. Garrett Crochet and the White Sox square off with the Astros in Houston at 7:10. With sports at 16:46, Judson Richards, News Radio 105.9 WBB.
A popular Chicago band is celebrating a milestone anniversary.
If you lived in Chicago in the 90s, there's a good chance you were and still are a Poi Dog Pondering fan. Band founder Frank Orl says when they took a chance and found a home in Chicago, they were blown away by the loyal fan base.
And then the city just embraced us. I mean, and XRT, you know, like they, you know, no commercial radio station was playing Poi Dog except for them. You know, so that really, I think, got the word out there.
Now, 40 years after he started busking in Honolulu, Austin, and across the country, the band is returning to Aurora to celebrate.
River Edge has sort of become like a little bit of a home base for us. This felt like the right venue for that, for this one.
Orl says the key to Poi's longevity, constant evolution.
As a musician, you just are constantly interested in something that's coming along that's new and surprising in you, and you immerse yourself in it.
To honor the four-decade journey, Poi Dog has lined up a series of special releases of albums and books leading up to the 40th anniversary celebration of Life, Love, and Music on Saturday night at River's Edge Park. Lisa Fielding, 105.9 WBBM.
A bat found in Crystal Lake has tested positive for rabies. The McHenry County Department of Health says it's the first confirmed case of a rabid bat found in the county this season. The health department says it's recommended a series of shots for the home's occupants in an effort to prevent infection after being exposed to the rabid animal. Officials say the shots are virtually 100% effective at preventing rabies infection. The Civilian Office of Police Accountability has released body cam video of a foot chase in the Auburn Gresham neighborhood this summer. A suspect fell and later died, WBBM's Nancy Hardy reports.
At issue is whether a Chicago police officer pushed David Curry, as a witness claims, or if the 22-year-old stopped abruptly and the officer ran into him, knocking him to the ground. That's what the officer said after the June 23rd incident. The video appears to show the officer sprinting after Curry down an alley and extending his arm before Curry falls and goes limp.
Yeah, I didn't have to push him like that, bro.
No, you tripped.
No, he ain't tripped. Yeah. pistol, my what?
All right, it's on video.
Don't worry about it.
Come on, dude.
In the police report, the officer said he was about to grab Curry and couldn't stop his momentum. Curry is bleeding from the ear and believed to be having a seizure in the video. He went to the hospital and died a few weeks later. We're still waiting on autopsy results. COPPA is investigating the officer's use of force in response to the call near 81st and Hermitage for a person who allegedly hit a woman with a gun. They did recover a weapon at the scene. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.